We Energies has been shopping around the Point Beach plant, and the Milwaukee-based firm says it received multiple bids, but We Energies has agreed to sell to one of the nation's largest power companies, FPL, for nearly $1 billion. We Energies chairman Gale Klappa says his company would still buy power from Point Beach, but at a net savings for ratepayers.
The power purchase price that we've negotiated for each year of the agreement is below our own estimate of our continuing cost of operation. So we believe there clearly will be savings to customers over time.
Klappa says more savings may come by having a big company that owns other nuke plants take over Point Beach.
As nuclear operations have continued to evolve, the large fleet operators clearly have scale and competitive advantage in terms of costs.
Finally, there could be savings depending on what happens to about $300 million We Energies has set aside to decommission Point Beach. Since FPL would take responsibility for that shutdown, projected for 25 years from now, Klappa says the cash could go towards paying transmission and fuel costs and debt. But Charlie Higley of the Citizens Utility Board still thinks customers would lose if the sale goes through.
When power plants are owned by regulated utilities in Wisconsin, then ratepayers can benefit not only from a low-cost power, but they benefit by having the Public Service Commission provide oversight on those plants.
Higley's group opposed the sale of the Kewaunee nuclear plant to Virginia-based Dominion and plans to fight the Point Beach sale when it goes to the PSC. Federal regulators must also okay the deal. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.